And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrow taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And Joe, it's a great pleasure to bring one of our good friends to the microphone at this time, John Glennon of the newly founded Broadway Sports. Johnny, what's going on, my friend?
Too much, young Robbie. Good to hear your voice again. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it. And by the way, congrats on the new gig. You have two very big fans here in the studio with Joe Rexrow and myself. We're very happy for you with your new venture at Broadway Sports.
I appreciate that, guys. And it's a great new website, Broadway Sports. There, I would strongly urge all Nashville sports fans to take a look. Great coverage of the Titans and Preds and Nashville SC as well.
So, John, I got the sense the other day that Mike Vrabel may be tired of discussing Jadeveon Clowney. What was your sense there?
Do you think so?
By the way, congrats to you for just powering through that look that he got. You're just an absolute champion. Just keeping going.
You're even more my hero, John.
Yeah. You could clearly see the old body language on Mike Vrabel at that point. You know, it was his second Jadeveon Clowney question of the Zoom conference, and it's a topic that he clearly does not want to address a lot. But, you know, on the other hand, I think he has to be prepared for this because, unfortunately, it's an ongoing situation, and, that there's been no resolution for Clowney. We know the Titans are one of the few teams that are in the hunt. They have the money for Jadeveon Clowney. Mike Vrabel has a great background of success with Jadeveon Clowney, so there's just so many things that make sense about him coming here that I think a lot of people want to connect the dots, put two and two together, and get him signed up. And Mike Vrabel is—I'm sure he would love it if it happens, but same point, he's getting a little exhausted talking about it before it does happen.
Is this the first time you've ever created a GIF? I mean, you created a GIF. We will be using that. Head lowering so many times in the future, like in years to come. You have created something, John.
It was outstanding. You don't expect necessarily on a Zoom call. I think back in a regular season when you deal with the coach and others on an in-person basis, you expect to see the occasional body language. Don't necessarily expect to see that on Zoom, but he dropped that head pretty clearly about 5 seconds, I'm sure while that head was down, there were some eye rolls going on there too. So, yes, I feel good about that.
John, it's not the first time that the players haven't reported to training camp, but this Vic Beasley situation is very strange in the fact that nobody with the Titans seems to be able to get in contact with him. What do you make of this situation going on with Vic Beasley?
Yeah, it's a weird situation in that neither side is really talking much about it. From the Titans standpoint, this is clearly a guy in a position that they need. You know, that was arguably their biggest position of need going into the offseason. Differing scouting reports on Vic Beasley, certainly a ton of potential, hasn't always lived up to it. But certainly, you know, the Titans need him, and they need him to be a productive player, you know, and we're kind of left to speculate at this point. And you try and figure out what could be keeping him away. And the one thing that keeps popping up, we don't know if this is true or not, but, you know, is he considering opting out this season as a number of players have? And if he does, then you start getting into other issues as well. Well, how much money returns to the Titans in that case? What can they do with it? Does that make them more likely to be able to get a guy like Jadeveon Clowney because they'll have a bit more money? Or does Clowney realize that the team is now kind of desperate to get him and can raise his market value? So it's really a situation that has potentially a lot of ramifications for the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're Beasley – and like you said, I mean, at some point, it's sort of like we're sitting here guessing. But if you're Beasley and you're losing $50K a day, you know, to me, then opt out if that's what it is, right? I mean, that's what's the bizarre thing is the apparent lack of contact. But on Clowney, John, you know, this is exactly what Clowney's been waiting for, right? I mean, whatever his number is now, clearly no one in the league likes it. But if you're Clowney, it's like something will happen. Something will happen somewhere where all of a sudden a team that might have wanted me now needs me, right? So this could end up serving, you know, him better and end up with closer to the number that he has been seeking.
I think you nailed it on the head right there. You know, the whole issue with Jadeveon Clowney during the offseason was that, you know, as best we can tell, he set his value, his price tag way too high. No team, you know, was reportedly really very close to paying Jadeveon Clowney what he wanted. And instead of saying, all right, well, I'll take this, Jadeveon Clowney kind of chose a different strategy and sort of said, well, I'll wait this out. You know, maybe come training camp, maybe there's an injury to a key edge rusher, or maybe somebody doesn't show up, and boom, you know, what are we seeing here? Vic Beasley doesn't show up, and all of a sudden, a team is kind of desperate to fill that need, and whenever you're desperate, when you don't have a lot of leverage, that's when a player's value can certainly go up, and you know, if you're the Titans, and again, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves on Vic Beasley not being here. We just don't know at this point. But if you're the Titans and you're thinking of going into the season with kind of Harold Landry and Kamele Correa and Reggie Gilbert, you know, as your top three, you know, I don't think that's enough, clearly. I think the Titans would need to do something. And, you know, what better solution than Jadeveon Clowney, even if he sets his price a little higher than you originally wanted to pay?
John Glennon from Broadway Sports on the line with us. And, John, it also came out the other day that Jayon Brown and Corey Davis on the PUP list as training camp begins. We all know how big of a year this could be for Corey Davis. How concerned are you that he's once again having these problems in terms of his health to start training camp?
Yeah, it's not good. You know, it's been a while, and again, we're sort of left to speculate in terms of the injury. Because, of course, they only announced that he was going on PUP and didn't tell us exactly what it was. You know, we can take a stab. You know, we know through a teammate, actually, through one of Taylor Lewan's Bussin' with the Boys episodes, he mentioned last that Corey Davis was fighting through turf toe all of last year. So naturally, you wonder if that's the situation. But, yeah, we've seen these kind of nagging situations for Corey Davis a little too much, whether it's hamstring, whether it's the toe, whether it's something else, and you know, maybe that's part of the reason that he hasn't really you know, lived up to the potential of a number five overall pick in the draft. And yeah, this is a contract year, as you said, and you know, even if he's not coming back to the Titans, this is a year that Corey Davis has to be good to earn his money somewhere next year. So I think, you know, the only silver lining to this awful off season, you know, this awful pandemic season, if you will, is that players aren't missing as much if they're out at the start of camp. You know, there's such a ramp up before we actually start to practice. You know, if a player takes a week or two, maybe he's only missing out on a little bit of conditioning before he comes back, and certainly you don't have to worry about not being available for preseason games because, as we know, there are no preseason games.
Yeah, so like for Isaiah Wilson, who starts out on the COVID reserve list, I mean, he should be, if everything goes as hoped for him, ready to go when anything remotely close to football starts. But John, you mentioned, you know, on Davis, on Jayon Brown, and of course last we saw Jayon Brown, he was hurting. He was trying to go in Kansas City after missing the Baltimore game. I already thought receiver was a position group ripe for a veteran signing. Inside linebacker, Wesley Woodyard's gone. I think we assumed that that's, you know, going to stay the case. So you look at that, some depth issues. And then, of course, quarterback. Could John Robinson go out and find a veteran? Of those three position groups, which would you say is most likely to have a new and recognizable name at some point in camp?
Of those three, you know, to me, my natural instinct is to say quarterback because it kind of blows your mind a little bit thinking about a team going into the season, you know, with a guy who's not taken a single game snap in Logan Woodside. But, you know, the more I hear from the Titans, the more I feel like they're really set on Logan Woodside. And unless a high-quality veteran that fits their system, is cut loose, you know, I start feeling more and more like they're going to lean his way. So, you know, I think maybe you look at inside linebacker. You know, they've obviously got Jayon Brown. They've got Rashawn Evans. And they've got kind of a promising guy in David Long coming to the forefront maybe. But you like to have that guy who's kind of a veteran presence in the room, a mentor, which Wesley Woodyard really fit. And as, you know, we've talked about before, it does look like they've moved on past Wesley Woodyard. But I think you need a little bit more experience in that room, a wiser old head, and you know, maybe a fourth rotational player. As you look at it now, the names are, you know, Nick Zubner was signed, but he's mainly a special teams guy. And then you're looking at a couple of undrafted free agents as well. So that to me, maybe that gets addressed of those three positions, maybe inside a linebacker.
By the way, I'm counting on you on a Zoom call. We're getting Ryan Tannehill and Logan Woodside today, so I'm counting on you to make Logan Woodside shake his head in disgust or some other reaction with a question today. So,
I think
that's your charge.
The natural question there for Logan would be, you know, for the 100th time, how will he overcome his lack of experience to become the number two quarterback? So, if I could become the fifth person on the Zoom call to ask that, maybe we'll get a little eye roll from Logan Woodside today.
All right, John, last thing for you real quick. Preds play against the Stars today, start up the real thing on Sunday against Arizona. What do you make of the Preds' chances in this tournament they're about to embark on this weekend?
I think it's a great opportunity for the Preds that you know, teams that kind of struggle during the regular season don't normally get a reset and kind of a mini training camp under their new coach. So I think it's a great opportunity for them to kind of turn things around in the postseason. I think there was still a lot of work to be done when we last saw the Preds, but if they can get some special teams help, if they can get a hot goalie who I think should be UC Saros as the starter, I think again, this is the kind of chance that they have to take advantage of. And as I wrote today on Broadway Sports, I think it's a great chance for them to show an identity under John Hines that they really didn't have a chance to form, even in the 2 months that John Hines was there. You know, give us something that we can count on for the Predators. How are you going to play from period to period, from game to game? What's the scheme? I'm looking forward to seeing what the Predators put on the ice.
John Glennon from Broadway Sports has been our guest here on Morning Drive. John, thanks so much for joining us, my friend, as always. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
See you on Zoom.
That's right. When we come back, we will discuss a little bit more of what John had to say there. That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.